home stretch in five states. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. A combination of primaries, runoffs, and a special election, with the race for Georgia governor getting a lot of national attention. Republican Governor Brian Kemp trying to fend off several primary challengers, including former Senator David Perdue. Fox's Mark Meredith in Atlanta.
This has been a fascinating race to watch because it's former President Trump who's been backing Perdue, vowing revenge against Kemp ever since the 2020 election when Georgia went for President Biden back then. Last night, Kemp was on the campaign trail with former Vice President Mike Pence. Trump held a telephone rally for Perdue, and while Trump has sunk some money and time into this race, Kemp has far outraised as well as outspent Perdue going into today. However, the former senator tells Fox this endorsement will make a huge difference once the results come in tonight.
The winner will face Democrat Stacey Abrams, who lost to Kemp in 2018. In another Georgia race, Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene has several challengers, while in Texas, Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar is being primaried. He's been critical of the Biden administration on immigration. For the seventh year in a row, government forecasters expect an above-average hurricane season.
NOAA is predicting 14 to 21 named storms in the Atlantic Basin this summer, with 6 to 10 growing into hurricanes, and then
3 to 6 major hurricanes ranked as categories 3, 4, or five.
Administrator Rick Spinard speaking in New York City. FEMA Chief Deanne Criswell reminds that last year's Hurricane Ida impacted nine states, destroying homes and killing people.
It affected coastal, urban, and suburban communities. This shows me that no one is immune from the effects of these tropical storms.
The season begins June 1st.
Fox's Evan Brown. Recession fears helping to fuel more selling on Wall Street. The Dow's down 296. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Police name the suspect in a deadly subway shooting in New York while a family grieves.
The family of a murdered New York City subway rider speaking out after their brother Daniel Enriquez was shot without warning point blank on the Q train to Manhattan, just going to brunch on a Sunday morning. The suspect, Andrew Abdullah, with 11 prior arrests and an open gun case.
I'm only meeting with press because I'm pleading that this not happen to another New Yorker, that it does not happen to another family.
The murdered man's sister, Griselda Vile, and her husband, Glenn, with a message to the mayor, don't go easy on criminals.
That's not equity when you have more random victims. That's tyranny, and it has to be addressed and stopped.
Speaking on Fox's America's Newsroom.
Fox's Therese Crowley. Health officials taking a gender fight to the next level in Montana, issuing a temporary emergency order that bars people from changing their birth certificates, even if they have gender confirmation surgery. This after a state judge blocked enforcement of a law requiring a surgical procedure in order to change gender on a birth certificate. The judge said it was unconstitutionally vague. State health officials say the ruling left them in an uncertain situation, leading to the emergency order as the legal fight continues. An update from the clay courts in France.
One day after Novak Djokovic and Rafael Nadal both advanced to the second round of the French Open, so did men's number two seed Daniil Medvedev, who's Russian and as a result will not be allowed to compete at Wimbledon next month. Born to Russian and Ukrainian parents in Israel, a near-lifelong Canadian resident who lives in the Bahamas, 23-year-old Denis Shapovalov lost his first-round match. Shapovalov has made it to at least the quarterfinals at all three other Grand Slam events, but not the French Open.
Fox's Jared Max, American Danielle Collins winning her first-round match in straight sets. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.